Reading minds is hard, but the good news is you don't have to. User testing helps you remove the guesswork and build products with greater confidence by including direct customer feedback at each stage of the product development process. This result allows you to quickly build experiences that meet changing customer expectations while minimizing risk and costly rework. With user testing, you have a trusted partner in experience research. We empower UX research, product, and design teams to make higher confidence decisions with human insights. Learn more today at usertesting.com/invisible. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank. Some things should be boring, like banking. Boring is safe and reliable. You don't want your bank to be surprising. Surprising is for podcasts about seemingly insignificant inventions that impact our lives, not banks. PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. The best knockoffs in the world are in China. Sure, designer handbags and Rolexes, but also really large-scale imitations, like fake Apple stores that are so dead-on that employees of the store think they're working in a real Apple store. But beyond just working in knockoffs, many residents of Chinese suburbs live their lives in replica cities. Venices with complete canals and replicas of the Doge's palace. Paris's with Eiffel Towers and Arc de Triomphe. They're Chrysler buildings, Sydney Opera houses.
Driving through the suburbs of any city in China, you will find a plethora of fake Versailles, British developments, and California's all bumping up side by side. Just Shanghai itself has 10 cities all built in the architectural style of different European countries. So it's possible to travel from Germany to Italy to London in the course of a few hours, provided there's not too much traffic.
Bianca Bosker is the author of the book Original Copies, Architectural Mimicry in Contemporary China. And she coined a term for these buildings, duplitecture.
Duplitecture refers to this nationwide movement taking place in China, whereby people are copying entire cities and towns from Europe and the United States, life size or sometimes even bigger than life size. These are not theme parks. Duplitecture developments are actually living, breathing communities where Chinese families are raising their children, living out their lives in a place that looks like Orange County or Paris, but is smack dab in the middle of the People's Republic.
These buildings are not just novelties like the Pyramid or the Eiffel Tower in Las Vegas.
The biggest private property developer in China told me that two-thirds of their residential developments were being built in a European style.
Nor are they like American Chinatowns or Germantowns, which were established by immigrants. These are Chinese communities in American or European-style buildings, which are often designed by Chinese architects.
Visiting China's copy of Paris in the outskirts of Hangzhou, I found a place that in some ways was very emblematic of Paris. You had the Eiffel Tower, you had the Champs-Élysées Square, but there was no new architecture.
Meaning the Chinese weren't interested in duplicating the newer buildings of Paris, just the old classic-looking ones that are iconic of the city.
At the same time, this is really the most brand new sparkling Paris I've ever seen. On a fait toute une affaire, des
lutteurs, des catcheurs, des boxeurs, des tombeurs. Even though these are intended to be copies, it's pretty much impossible to plop a building onto a completely new environment without modifying it a little, or a lot. Oftentimes, the duplitecture is larger or smaller than the real thing, or different elements or features might be bloated bigger than others. Sometimes duplitecture gets so twisted and warped until it's a freakish caricature of the original.
One of the interesting twists on this architectural movement has been the creation of mega high-rises that are built in a Baroque or a neoclassical style. Picture Versailles stretched 20 floors into the air, and you'll have some idea of what's going on.
Developers can take a lot of liberties with duplitecture construction, like making the replicas work in accordance with feng shui. But nevertheless, a lot of these duplitecture compounds have rules that actively discourage any type of modification that they think might subvert the simulacrum.
there are very, very strict rules in place to ensure that Chinese elements or foreign elements don't crop in and spoil the impression of a Paris. And these rules have been set up to preserve the European feel of this development. For example, no hanging laundry outside, no changing the paint, no installing air conditioners, no keeping chickens in the backyard.
To further create the impression of Paris, there might be a French bakery or a Bastille Day celebration. There might be a pub in an Irish town or a real canal network in a knockoff Venice. As odd and uncanny as these buildings and communities can be, duplitecture is pretty impressive. These buildings go up quickly on a massive scale, and they show no signs of stopping. Bosker saw new developments popping up around China all the time, but duplitecture is not exactly a new trend.
They have a lot of practice doing this. In pre-modern China, you had China's imperial rulers using copycat buildings as a way of showing off their power and establishing their authority. In the 3rd century BC, one of the rulers showed off his conquest of this rival kingdom by recreating their buildings within his own capital city.
You also had imperial hunting parks, where rulers would import flora and fauna of all kinds to recreate known landscapes within their own domain.
These imperial rulers would copy as a way of showing that they could literally move heaven and earth. They now possessed this foreign building or place. It was theirs.
And in keeping with that tradition, one of the most copied buildings in China is the very seat of Western power itself.
The White House is generally credited as being the most copied building in China and is used for everything from hotels to restaurants to courthouses to homes.
Just like the White House has a China collection, China has a White House collection. The different Chinese White Houses serve different purposes, so they've morphed into various permutations. But they all have those signature columns and square portico built in the true blue, unique style, wholly original to the U.S. of A.
I hate to break it to everyone, but that's not an original building. The architect who built the White House based his design on this huge building in Dublin that is now the seat of the Parliament of Ireland.
The Leinster House in Dublin, which in turn has elements of classical Greek and Roman architecture. And it pretty much looks like the White House, even though it's kind of gray. It's the Gray House.
The founding fathers were really into duplitecture as well. They were their own form of architectural plagiarists.
And this is so obvious if you've ever seen the buildings that Thomas Jefferson designed. They're also covered in columns. He based the Virginia State Capitol on this ancient Roman temple, and that design, in turn, has gone on to influence the design of many, many state capitals around the country.
Some of the greatest hits of American architecture are copies of the greatest hits of ancient Roman architecture, which are now all being copied by the Chinese.
So we did it too. And North America was ruled by Europeans, so it makes sense that we would have more European-style architecture lying around. But we still continue to build these European homages today.
When Americans build McMansions or buildings that draw from European elements, we're being inspired. When the Chinese do so, they're ripping off. They're copying. They're con artists. And I think that's unfair. You know, we should all recognize that what we're all doing is copying some pretty old buildings because we still find them attractive and we still think that they have symbolic significance to our everyday lives.
It's easy to scoff at knockoffs of Venice, but these warped mimicries are the start of something new. I say this all the time. Stealing plus lack of talent equals creativity. What I mean there is that in the effort to copy something, your skills or lack of skills or your different experience, it mutates the original so that very often you come up with something that's completely new and completely yours. Copying is totally underrated, and mindful iteration is how good things become great things.
China has actually proven quite successful at turning copies into innovation. If you look at the Shanzhai movement in China, which is this name given for copies of the iPhone, of sneakers, of social networks, what you find is that oftentimes the copies actually improve on the original in certain ways. China's iPhone knockoff, which I believe is called the Siphone, actually had some features that you couldn't find on Apple's phone. You had removable battery, you had multiple SIM cards, all of these things that Apple users actually really wanted and coveted. And here you could find it in this knockoff phone. I'm personally fascinated to see how China takes its imitation and turns it into innovation.
The business.
Whoa!
"99% Invisible" was produced this week by Avery Truffleman with Katie Mingle, Sam Greenspan, and me, Roman Mars. We are a project of 91.7 local public radio KALW in San Francisco and produced at the offices of ArcSign, a comprehensive architectural firm in beautiful downtown Oakland, California. Speaking of our dear East Bay, yours truly was named Best Local Radio Host in the Best of the East Bay edition of the East Bay Express. That totally made my day. Thanks, guys.
Whether you're a family vacation traveler, a business tripper, or a long weekend adventurer, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Choice Hotels has over 7,400 locations and 22 brands, including Comfort Hotels, Radisson Hotels, and Cambria Hotels. Get the best value for your money when you book with Choice Hotels. Cambria Hotels features locally inspired hotel bars with specialty cocktails and downtown locations in the center of it all. That's what I like. I like to be within walking distance of all this stuff. Radisson Hotels have flexible workspaces to get the most of your business travel and on-site restaurants. And at Comfort Hotels, you'll enjoy free hot breakfast with fresh waffles, great pools for the entire family, and spacious rooms. With so many hotel brands, Choice Hotels allows you to prioritize what you need. Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Arco believes in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too. Everyone who's listened to this show for years knows how in the bag I am for Arco furniture. I love it. I have a ton of it in my home. But our sound engineer, Martin Gonzalez, just redid his whole living room with Arco. He sent me a picture, and it was almost comical how much Arco furniture he stuffed into his Brooklyn apartment. So I'm going to let him tell you what he thinks.
I'm sitting here enjoying my brand new Arco living room set. I replaced my junky, free and Craigslisted furniture with a very nice set from the Senni collection. I got a sofa, love seat, and chair, all in matching volcanic gray. Were delivered right to my door. All I did was pop open the boxes and screw some legs on. I am so much more excited to have people over now that I'm not embarrassed at my furniture. I did, in fact, use this offer code that Rowan is about to tell you.
Arco is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit arco.com/99, and the discount will automatically be applied at checkout. That's arco.com/99 for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. 99% Invisible is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. Get started with one of Squarespace's professional website templates with designs for every category and use case, then customize your look, update the content, add features to fit your unique needs. I made my website, RomanMars.com, so long ago, I built it with Squarespace tools. It was so simple. I followed a good template. I customized it a little bit, add some social media stuff, and people get in touch with me for that website. It's perfect for my needs. Head to Squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to Squarespace.com/invisible to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So my wife and I wanted to take a couple of the kids to see Taylor Swift in concert. We signed in with pre-sale fan codes and logged in on separate devices, each going after a different venue. And then we got bounced out of different venues. And then she managed to get tickets in Minneapolis. So when you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/99. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/99. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/99. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
The 99PI experience isn't just this episode that you're hearing. We're also fascinating on Twitter. You can follow us at Roman Mar, Sam Listens, Katie Mingle, and Truffleman. We're also on Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, Flickr, SoundCloud, and Spotify too. But our home on the web is 99PI.org.
Radiotopia. From PI.